Okay, so I'm sure you've all heard the saying, dance like no one's watching. Well, that's the kind of mindset I'm going to have to take with these broadcasts that I've started recording, because yesterday was fun and spontaneous, and I just grabbed my phone in the car and started recording what was on my mind. And shockingly, not only did people listen, but you guys actually liked it. So, as a recovered perfectionist, one of the things I have to make sure that I do not do is now start planning what I want to say or setting it up, or, you know, as a past PR professional, I could put everything down in its little beautiful form and go from one subject to the other. But what gets lost in that is complete authenticity, and just being present in the moment and living a life that's not planned. I mean, I'm just gonna sit with that for a second. Living a life that's not planned. Wow, I could go so many places with that, but I'll just tell you how my day today has not been planned. I guess I'll probably call this life interrupted. My son did not go to zoo school today. And sadly, not because of him, but because of me. Just faced with some monstrous stomach cramps. Some of you people out there know what I'm talking about. And just not being able to go to bed last night or sleep. And trust me, it wasn't because my station was in the top 100. But I'd like to say, oh yeah, that's why it kept me up. But not true at all. I just have a lot that I'm doing, and I had a lot on my mind and a lot of good things, and just was a little restless. So needless to say, when I did get out of bed and realized I had 15 minutes to get him to school and I was feeling, oh, not so good, I just decided that we were going to have a homeschool day. Just kidding. You moms out there that are homeschoolers, I don't know how you do it. I'm trying to follow his zoo school schedule, but, you know, I guess as they say, when life gives you lemons, I don't know, I used to say when I was younger, make lemon drops, but that's probably not a good thing to say. You got to make lemonade, you know, and that good kind of lemonade, that good, juicy, awesome, amazing, sweet, sour, whatever it is, don't follow the recipe, just mix it kind of lemonade. And so that's what I'm making today, with Legos all over the floor and Minions playing in the background. Or at least eating somewhat healthy, right, buddy? But I'm going to continue broadcasting today and just sharing with you what a day, what a life interrupted looks like. Because what I've learned is the more that we can just ride the wave and not be so gripped tightly to what we think should be, not only in one day, you guys, but in life, in situations and circumstances and experiences, it really does have the ability to change your life for the better or the worse. And I used to let it change my life for the worse. And now I just buckle up and hold on for the ride. And it has definitely tremendously changed my life for the better. So thanks for listening. Okay, so I'm back again, wanting to just take a deep breath on this day that I would say I have been served, but this day that I have been served, but I'm not so sure that's a good way to put it. So just more aware now that life is going to throw you curveballs, and it made me think about it, and I'm curious as to what kind of curveballs life has thrown you. Because I'm not sitting here believing that I'm the only one that's ever been thrown a curveball. When I had an 18-month-old, was a mom for the first time, and got diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, I'm not the only one, but let me tell you, that was a curveball. So I want to hear what kind of curveball life has thrown you. And I feel like the best way to learn how to deal with these curveballs in life is to actually experience them. To not be shielded from them, which I am so guilty of doing at times with my son, shielding him from any type of harm or sadness. And I've really been working hard on letting him experience different emotions and just sitting with them like sitting with the emotion, not sitting with him, sitting with the emotion and understanding what it feels like. My whole life, I repressed it, pretended it didn't exist, whatever bad feeling or bad thing would come up, and I just went on pretending my life was perfect. But it wasn't. So I'm learning now to deal with those imperfect days, which is every day. Like today, when my son is in the back seat of the car yelling, "I need a snack."
Hold, please.
So anyway, I just want to know what kind of life curveballs life has thrown at you. Because one thing I have definitely learned, and this I know for sure, is everyone has been thrown curveballs. I'm not the only one. You're not the only one. So the best thing we can do is learn how to grow from them. Learn how to move on and continue living with them. Because I know there's some curveballs out there that are pretty nasty and pretty horrific. I've had some of those kind of curveballs too. But yeah, just call into the station, press the button. I haven't had a call in yet, so who will be my first call in? I'm excited to even see how that feature works. Yeah, that's all for now. Yeah, so I guess we are just going to stick with that theme, life interrupted today. Because I just had the craziest thing happen. Actually, waiting for my son at his gymnastics and dance class, and it's a time that I normally would be really focused on something for me. You know, that those few minutes a mom gets where she actually could have some peace and quiet. And in all honesty, I wanted to put on some makeup and get ready for my video podcast tonight. And I wanted to meditate and use the muse to record my meditation and all that, even for 10 minutes. But interestingly enough, I sit right beside, you know, because there's no such thing as coincidences, or it wasn't random, or, you know, these things just aren't ironic. But I sit next to two ladies talking about breast cancer and thyroid cancer and ovarian cancer. And one of the ladies was asking a lot of questions because apparently she got sent down that path of needing to find out if something that the doctors found, a lump, was cancerous or not. She went straight to the internet and heard these horror stories of the markers that they leave when they do needle biopsies, and decided to never move forward with it. And she's young and she has young kids, and it was so crazy to me how I never really realized that people live sometimes in such fear, fear of the unknown, or fear of what if I do have cancer, that she just, you know, continued on with her daily life. I think she did a holistic thing, and there's something called a thermogram maybe that she mentioned, and I'm not sure. I haven't done any research on that, but man, I'm just encouraged at this moment to think about life interrupted. And, you know, even though I wanted to be meditating or actually checking my email or doing something, you know, that was me focused for the 45 minutes that I didn't have my son, I certainly was just able to, I mean, really ultimately change someone's life. She understands now the importance of getting it checked to find out whether it is cancer or not, and knowing that she can deal with it either way, that she promised me before I see her next Wednesday. And this is a lady I've never seen there. This is the first time I've ever seen her or met her. But she promised me by the next time she sees me there next Wednesday that she will have gotten her appointment scheduled. So, I mean, that just really brightens my day to know. And hey, you guys, you don't have to have gone through what I've gone through, or, you know, had the big, I call it little C, but had any type of cancer or something like that, because we all have a story. If you can just be brave enough and let your life get interrupted a little, you never know what can come from that in someone else's life. So, man, I think it's awesome. Now, I did tell her, please do not show up with your daughter next week and keep her at a dance just because you didn't make your appointment yet. I'm like, it's okay. You know, I'll love you through this. But, you know, it was also just so amazing because there was the lady there that had three types of cancer. Me, the lady who was questioning it, and then wouldn't you know, she moved closer to me to talk to me about some more personal things that the doctor had told her. And the lady kind of sitting right in between us at that point works at a hospital, and not only a hospital, but the hospital where I received all my treatment. So it's actually humorous to, nothing about this is humorous, but it's actually humorous when we find ourselves in a situation like that, and that we can be used in a way to help others if we just pause for a moment, become aware, be mindful of everything going on around us, and just live our life interrupted.